USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stop playing politics with the COVID vaccine. That's the message from Vice President Mike Pence to his opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. He tells Fox News that calling into question any coronavirus vaccine produced under President Trump is playing politics with people's lives.
We're not going to distribute a coronavirus vaccine until the FDA, independent board, independent evaluation all say that it's safe and effective for the American people. So to have Kamala Harris three times in a row refuse to say that she would take a vaccine that was produced under the Trump administration, in our own vice presidential debate to say that she wouldn't trust a vaccine from the president.
Last month, Biden had questioned whether a vaccine that had been rushed through the approval process would be safe and effective against the virus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what. Because that is still part of the battle, after all. And you imagine some young person then saying, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Italy is the latest European country enacting new restrictions in an attempt to contain a second wave of coronavirus infections. Italy's premier has ordered gyms, movie theaters, and pools shuttered, put a curfew on restaurants, and extended a mask mandate. The new restrictions are set to last a month. The country recorded more than 21,000 new cases on Sunday alone. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Southwest Airlines is coming under fire for unblocking the middle seats on flights starting November 30th.
Southwest shared the news on Twitter Thursday. They cited a growing body of data and research from Harvard as well as the Department of Defense. The backlash continues to grow as many are not as much concerned with COVID but with flu season approaching. Even without baggage fees, Southwest turns a profit annually, leaving some to question if this is a financial decision. American Airlines has been selling its middle seat since late June and filling flights to capacity after losing $70 million a day at the start of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Another tropical storm is poised to batter the Gulf Coast with heavy rains. Tropical Storm Zeta is currently stalled in the Caribbean, about 275 miles east of Cozumel, Mexico. Forecasters expect it to strengthen into a hurricane before hitting the Yucatan Peninsula late Monday. The storm is then expected to turn north and approach the northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Zeta became the 27th named storm of the 2020 hurricane season, making this the year with the second highest number of named storms. That's only one behind 2005's 28 named storms. Sunday's action in the NFL saw Pittsburgh remain undefeated by beating Tennessee 27-24. The Buffalo Bills down the Jets 28-10 to move New York to 0-7 on the season. The Browns survived the Bengals 37-34. Detroit escaped Atlanta with a 23-22 win. Washington embarrassed Dallas 25-3. And the 49ers rolled the Patriots 33-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.